And before we continue with our prayers, I just want to highlight the offering, what's happening with the offering here at Peace Lutheran. There's a great little blurb here in the front of our bulletins that I put together just a few weeks ago. I just want to read that while we're not collecting our offerings here in church. It's just good to share this publicly with the members. It says this on page 2. Peace Lutheran Church understands and teaches that offerings are voluntary and to be from the heart. Whether we give or do not give does not determine our salvation. Whether we give much or little does not determine our standing before God. Sharing an offering is an opportunity to quietly practice generosity with our neighbors. Offerings may be placed in the plates at the close of service by the doors as we exit the sanctuary at the ending of our service. Now let's take a moment to uplift the prayers of God's people. You can find those on page 11. Please rise. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give you thanks for your goodness and love in Christ that sustains us each day. We praise you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, who is for us and with us in all things. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, our comforter and sustainer of faith. Lord, in your mercy, guide, we pray, our congregation in our life together and witness to the world. Grant us your grace and strengthen your people. Lord, in your mercy, for the mission of the Lutheran Women's Missionary League in this congregation and throughout the world, that every heart will beat with your love and all hearts extend your hand of service to others. Through the faithful gathering of mites, may the LWML continue and its mission continue to encourage us to put all you have given us into the mission of reaching the lost. Lord, in your mercy, sanctify our homes with your presence, reminding us that nothing can separate us from your love. Unite the members of all families in love toward you and each other. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, today for Steve heading into surgery on Monday, we ask your hand of protection. We pray that what is ailing him would not increase a foothold and control of his body, but that you'd protect his life. For Bill and Tim, who are having some health challenges, that you'd uplift and sustain them. And also that those that we named today, Kai, John and Holly, Melody and Brad, Bob, Tim and Raina, Bev, Steve, Courtney, Riley, Spencer, Bruce and Kathy, Bernice, Michael, Jen, and Gabrielle, Nicole, Cole, Daryl, and Janine, Dave, Christina, Lisa, David, Clara, Jim and Ellen, Janet, Dan, Kyla, Tristan, Jennifer, and Danielle. Lord, in your mercy, it is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And dear Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to uplift our prayers, and we add two more names today. We pray for the family of Audrey as they mourn her recent death this last week, that you would sustain and uplift, especially Oscar and Carol, and guard their hearts guide their hearts to you, your word, and your promises. And also for the Glather family, for Kay particularly, mourning the loss of her mother, that you would sustain her and bring that family together to celebrate the gift of life and also the gift of your eternal presence to those who love you.